You. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
It's time for me to show you something else.
Oh, no, gross!
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them, too.
Let the probing begin!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
The time of the tone?
Quack, quack.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today defending Russian President Putin's denial of election interference.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Democrats and Republicans voicing concern over the president's comments at today's joint press conference in Helsinki.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's no question Russia interfered with the 2016 election, adding in a statement, the president must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. The top Democrat on the Senate's Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, asking if the president cannot defend the United States and its interest in public, how can we trust him to stand up for our country in private?
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. At least 13 people injured on a tour boat off Hawaii's Big Island today when an explosion sent lava through the boat's roof. Several people were burned, one passenger breaking a leg. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's July 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of July, 1995, Amazon officially opens for business as an online bookseller. Back then, if you wanted to ask Alexa what the weather was, you needed to know someone named Alexa.
Why are you asking me the weather? Stop telling me to play music you like and shut the living room light off yourself.
Have a great July 16th, the greatest day ever.
Did you know? And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not going to go all socialist here, but there's a lot of discontent within the employees at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy.
I've heard about this.
Bezos, his net worth now exceeds $150 billion. I guess Bernie Sanders has been speaking to the workers there because they fear taking bathroom breaks, which is true. I have a friend that works for Amazon's big distributor out in the southwestern suburbs, and she said, it's hell. You make okay money, but there's no let up. They never take their foot off the gas. Their website crashed on Prime Day. Jeff Bezos makes $275 million a day.
Woo!
A day. That's pretty good money.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not let the employees give them a little bit more? The reporters of the Washington Post are ready to go on strike. Even Trump needled him for that. Why don't you give your reporters a raise? Why would I want to keep all of that? What's the point? Why not make?
Well, he's like swimming around like Scrooge McDuck in a pool of gold coins. And also, when you look at those valuations, a lot of that is not liquid. Like, it's money That's the valuation of all the companies he owns. And all that money he makes might be the valuation going up the various stocks. And what happens is a lot of that money gets reinvested back into the business to open up more distribution, more warehouses, to research their drone delivery programs, all sorts of things they want to do. Now, is it a certain point? And I think it is very important that if you're going to be successful, you need to tell yourself, how much is enough? What am I going to do with all this money?
You can get on his rocket for $200,000, I think, next year.
Yeah. I mean, and that isn't cheap, investing in those technologies.
I wonder if I get a discount on that if I go through Prime.
You probably would.
Anyway, today was Prime Day in honor of their anniversary, and their websites have crashed, and they've been making apologies all day long for the failure of their system. It is 7 minutes after 5 o'clock. We have traffic, news, weather, and then we're coming back to Brant McDonald.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking really good to start off the big part of rush hour. No accidents, no delays anywhere to get tangled up with all that rush hour traffic that's about to hit the roadways. 65 and 85, a speed limit ride, no problem that we can see around the boulevard or on Atlanta Highway. For custom docks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. Call them at 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765 for Prestige Home Improvements. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Governor Kay Ivey and economic development specialists are at the 2018 Farnborough International Air Show near London to pitch Alabama as a location for aviation-related industries. The Alabama team will be in England for most of the week. State troopers are taking part in a week-long crackdown on speeding starting today. The crackdown, called Operation Southern Shield, comes after a study found Alabama has a speed-related death rate significantly higher than other southeastern states. Two Alabama mission teams have returned back to the state after being stranded in Haiti for days amid a government spike in fuel prices. The Faith Community Church team in Trustville and group members from the First Baptist Church in Russellville arrived back this week. The groups have been in a secure compound since July 7th. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Pay for it by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that, $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery? Big money special interest. These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cent per gallon gas tax increase with an additional 18 cent per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tumpkins.
Nebraska Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for at least the next two or three days with a generous supply of showers and storms each day. They fade out in the overnight hours. The low temperature drops to about 75 tonight and then tomorrow on Election Day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And then on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 90s, more scattered storms here and there. I think they'll thin out by late week. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar right on down to the neighborhood level. Plus, you can add layers, see where the lightning is, see where the storms are moving, and see where they're going to be. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you feckless and indecisive? Do you wear mom jeans and ride a girl bike with a helmet? Do you lead from behind?
And
whatever that means. Maybe it's time you tried a nutritional supplement. Maybe it's time for Vlad to the Bone.
Vlad to the Bone? What's that?
Vlad to the Bone is a nutritional supplement that'll help you get your power back. Just mix one scoop in a 12-ounce glass of vodka, stir, and chug it.
Hello, this is Vladimir Putin. Vlad to the Bone make you strong like bull, not weak like little girl.
Vlad to the Bone will give you confidence with women.
I would very much like to invade your territorial boundaries.
And in your next world leader summit.
Hey, John Kerry, why the long face?
Vlad to the Bone, nutritional supplement. Get your power back. Only at GNC, a global nuclear company.
You remember those days? All right, joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management to talk about the markets of money. And saw a couple of stories here. A strong new retail sales report foreshadows big second quarter GDP growth number. That looks like good news. What you got today?
Yeah, well, no, that is good news. It's really good news. It's been a busy Monday for me, no question about that. But, you know, here we are in earnings season. I've been talking about this quite a bit, you know. And I was telling Joey off the air, you know, Netflix came out with their numbers, their subscriber numbers. And they were really pretty bad.
Netflix?
Well below the consensus estimate that Wall Street was forecasting, both on their international subscriber number as well as the domestic number.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
because there's been sort of a silent boycott on Netflix.
That's right. That stock is down 14%.
Wow.
In after-hours trading. And there's a little bit of sympathy sort of bleeding over into some of the other, you know, these FANG names. You know, obviously Amazon and Google and Facebook and so on and so forth. Those are trading down a little bit in sympathy with Netflix. And I think that probably spells sort of an ugly day tomorrow. You know, you can't forget that, as I've said, and this is something that a lot of us in the industry realize now, that 30% of the S&P 500 is technology now. It's huge, huge weighting. Mm. And really, there are a few stocks, maybe a handful, you could argue, that have really supported the market all year. You take those out, and it hasn't been a very good year for the market, believe it or not. And I think that's because of rising interest rates and the tariff concerns and so on and so forth. But I would just say, you know, this is why we believe in active portfolio management. You know, I don't know if you recall, but several weeks back we talked about sort of the consumer staples names that we really, really loved, that they were deeply sold off just because they weren't chic, you know, and so we feel pretty good. I mean, if a little bit of this money leaves FANG and goes into more stable situations, then that should do pretty well, and so we feel good about it from that standpoint. But yeah, I did want to share that number because that's a pretty big name. It's a massive weighting in the NASDAQ 100 index. And so I think you're going to see a little bit of a tech sell-off tomorrow. On the other side, on the flip side, Bank of America had really very strong earnings. We talked about that on the air, how U.S. financials, particularly banks. When interest rates go up, it's sort of like printing money for banks. It just kind of falls to the bottom line, and those have done quite well. So the banks have really held up the indexes. So we'll probably see a significant amount of sector rotation tomorrow, in my mind. So that's pretty big news. And I know people say, wow, how can one company do that? But believe me, they're a major weighting. Netflix is, as I said, the NASDAQ 100. So we'll be watching all this real close tomorrow.
I just want to mention this to Joey, that Netflix, their subscriber numbers are way down.
Yes.
And that's interesting, because what was their big deal? What was the big deal they cut? Oh,
bring on the Obamas.
Yeah, that'll boost your programming numbers. I tell you, Brant, again, I didn't see anything organized or receive. Join the boycott. I think people saw that and said, screw you. I come here to get away from that, not to be spoon-fed more of it. And I'm wondering if they're... regretting that just a little bit. Stay the hell out of politics. There's nowhere else to go. Entertainment is there for that particular reason.
I know it, and I do think that there's probably an element of that in the subscriber numbers as well. I truly do. But you know, the risk in some of these names, I mean, there's no question the growth has been red hot across the board. I mean, it truly has. Revenues have just skyrocketed. We see that showing up in earnings, et cetera. But the valuations are not that cheap when you're talking about these big tech companies. So they're priced to perfection. Any little mishap, and they're going to get crushed. And we're seeing that happening with Netflix and After Hours today. So... as I said, we'll be watching all this tomorrow and see.
Was there anything in the press conferences following the meeting in Helsinki that you think might affect the markets tomorrow?
No, not really. I really don't. I mean, I think it was, this whole summit was sort of set up as kind of an oh, by the way, sort of a meeting. After Trump went over to Europe with the NATO meeting, and I think it's... a lot about nothing is what it really kind of looks like to me. I think it's good they're talking. I think that it's healthy. And we'll see, you know, how Trump is able to sort of massage this, if you will, into a positive message for American voters.
Because we're hearing a lot of hysteria from, media outlets and so forth, and... he's taking the word of them over our own intelligence, yet it's his own intelligence agencies that are being grilled in hearings in Congress for conspiring against him.
I know it, and I almost wonder if maybe he's sending a message to his own intelligence community. I'm not sure, but I do know this about Trump. You know, we all know that he thinks a lot of himself. I mean, I'm not questioning anything he's done really as president. I think
there's good self-esteem, yes.
Yeah, but, he wants to be vindicated in this. Let's not forget. I mean, this has probably been the biggest thorn in his side since he's been elected. And it's kind of the thing that never goes away, and he's had it. You can only imagine how he acts behind closed doors. He wants this thing put to bed once and for all. So if Putin's going to come out there and say that they had nothing to do with it, and then, oh, by the way, Putin says, hey, listen, why don't you tell your Inspector General there, Mr. Mueller, that he can come over here with his team.
I thought that was very interesting, inviting the Mueller team over. Come on, we got nothing to hide.
So
do you think Mueller will take him? No.
Doubt it.
Because we're too busy here chasing, ghosts in the underwear drawer, so to speak.
Yeah. So, Brant, I don't know. I think it was an interesting summit, but not a lot of meat on the bones, really.
We appreciate the feedback, and we'll have a chance to dig a little bit deeper starting Wednesday when we're not quite as constricted on time as we are right now at 5:21. Yep. But, friends, I urge you, for an investment of your time, you don't have to walk into McDonald Hagen with your checkbook out. It's there to talk, to start putting together the makings of a financial plan, to walk out of there thinking about your future. Where do you want to be in a year, 5, 10, and further down the road? And becoming managerial about your money, because it's a lot more than balancing a checkbook. What are you doing to to maximize the money you work so hard to make. They can help. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Meet the Brain Trust there. You'll walk out feeling like you have empowered yourself. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it, guys.
Take care, my friend.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You don't get a chance to watch that TV segment we do with our friends at CBS 8, the Alabama News Network. It's on ABC 32.
No.
But it was a chance this morning. The topic was, you know, community engagement and so forth, and that happens on so many levels. Everything from delivering donuts to my neighbors, including my old neighbors on Sunday.
You do every weekend, yeah.
I've been doing that since 2000. Nine, I think, is when I started that. And it's just, you know, it's little stuff like that that lets people know you care. But it also extends to community involvement in other regards. And I was happy this morning to have the chance to talk on TV about Hospice of Montgomery. You know, we all have to have we don't have to. It sort of just happens. We find ourselves connecting with an organization that does really important work and want to make sure that the benefit of their service is available to everybody, including those who don't have the money or insurance coverage to pay for hospice. It's too critical of a time to not have that type of support. So we hope that, and you can do this in such a painless way and help a great organization, third longest hospice serving organization in the United States. It's been around since 1976. That is almost half a century of accomplishment. Really terrific group of people, special people, to confront those kind of situations and mentor families to add life to the time that's left. So please visit hospiceofmontgomery.org, read up more if you'd like, or sign up for Amazon Smile or any of the programs to give you a chance to help them out in a small way, but over time, a big way. hospiceofmontgomery.org. Brian, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think? I just was able to turn on, and I don't watch the news. I don't trust any of them. Fox a little bit, more so than anyone else, but I verify what I hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of Trump, you know, seemingly patting Putin on the back?
Well, I don't know that he patted him on the back. You know, the shriek and the outrage are coming from the very, you know, entities that tried to sabotage his election.
Right, so, and this is my thing. Let me qualify what I was saying. I don't think that Putin or Russia, they're not our friends. You know, I think they meddled. I don't think it had any, you know, effect on the election. I think that Hillary Clinton screwed Putin over, and he wanted to get as much information out there about her as he could. But I think that Trump was duly elected.
You know, there's an allegation from Putin that Hillary and her people funneled $400 million. Hang on, I just pulled that story up here. I'll tell you what, let me bring it up and I'll get back to it.
I don't doubt it. I mean, she has been crooked since she got fired from the Whitewater Council.
She's been crooked since she got kicked off the Watergate team.
That's what I'm saying.
That woman hasn't walked a straight line in 40 years.
But, you know, Barack Obama, the greatest thing he ever did was put Donald Trump in office. My vote had nothing to do with, there was no Russian in the voting booth with me, with a gun to my head saying to vote for Hillary. But I don't think that, you know, we can trust, you know, Russia. Putin was the head of the KGB at one time.
Right. Like I said, I agree. Do I think we're all palsy-walsy? No. But would you rather have somebody over there trying to make an attempt to agree to disagree than, rather have a nuclear war?
Absolutely. I think that if, you know, they are there, we have to work with them. So, you know, that absolutely agree with you.
Because when I think Obama, that's what we have with Obama, you know, bike belt diplomacy. now they, oh, you're supposed to go over there and kick his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, like he did. I mean, it's just, I think there's one part of Trump that's like the little boy that likes to take the stick and aggravate the dog behind the fence. That's what Trump does to the Democrats. Oh, I think he has great fun at that. And, that's fine with me. I'm ready to vote for the man again.
So am I.
But I'm just saying, you know, and they just wait for everything.
Somebody like has to be president until Delicia Ortiz Cortex is eligible to be president at age 35. We'll rush her right in so she can be the next Obama. I got to run, Brian. Thanks for a great call. It's 527.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of new accidents. The 2500 block of East Boulevard and also Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. There's no traffic backup on the Atlanta Highway accident so far. A little bit on the East Boulevard. Nothing on the interstate systems right now. The rest of the Boulevard and the rest of Atlanta Highway looking pretty decent. And the 31s are okay. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery? Big money special interest. These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player, beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tumka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me. Is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point, and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion. Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy. And improving it by repeating the word jobs. And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message. Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Huh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great landfill. Why, you're still here? You must want a political favor. Well, no can do without a donation.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
I just heard from a source that Becky Gerritsen has endorsed Bobby Bright.
Yes, I saw the photo on the Book of Faces.
I didn't see it. You really get around Facebook. I have trouble keeping up with my own page.
I kind of get around. I'm not that impressive.
Every time I bring something up, oh, I've already seen it on the Book of Faces.
That's an exaggeration.
No, it isn't. You say that every day.
Thank you.
You high-speed millennial. Here's legal eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
I was just enjoying the jolly banter going back and forth there. By the way, Greg, I now want to go to El Jalisco after you posted that picture of that shrimp dish. Holy cow, that looked delicious.
Oh, that's the shrimp adobe, yes. We ate there Saturday night, and it was great.
Wow, that looked fantastic. So, I watched the press conference today, and the takeaway that I have is it's pretty clear that Trump is doing the best he can to mend a very bad relationship right now. And obviously that was over the top for the left, but I want to remind the left and even some of the right, and you're old enough to know this history as well as I am, that... you know, back when Reagan was negotiating the SALT Treaty, the left was just gaga over the Russians and Gorbachev.
I told somebody about that today. I said, you got to look at this in the context of history. the same people that are screaming about this were screaming at Reagan.
Right, right. And they were, and back then, Russia was even more of an enemy than it was now.
I would agree on that, too.
It was the Soviet Union.
Far more sinister opponent in the 80s than today.
Absolutely. Have much more capacity, economically have more capacity. But here's the other issue. Do you remember this? As soon as Reagan got elected, Senator Ted Kennedy, sent a letter through a back channel to the Soviet premier, and I think it was on Andropov at the time, basically saying, "Oh, don't pay any attention to Reagan. He's not going to be there for long. We'll deal with you with our foreign policy." Basically, undermining the president.
Yeah, directly. That's an act of treason, but he was a Kennedy, so he got away with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it runs in the family, acts of treason. Joe Kennedy started it with the Nazis, And then you'll remember, of course, let's come to more recent history, when Romney ran against Obama in a debate. Romney was talking about Russia being an enemy of the United States, and Obama said, "Hey, Romney, the 1980s call, they want your foreign policy back."
Right. I've been riding that, beating on that drum for a long, long time. And it turned out Mitt Romney was actually correct on that.
Oh, absolutely
correct. Look,
everybody knows, and the president knows, too, that Russia is an enemy, just like China is an enemy. They're competitors and they're enemies, okay? Nobody is naive. The president's not naive. He knows that they try and infiltrate our elections, and I'm sure we try and do the same thing with them, to a certain extent. Maybe not their elections, but we certainly try and steer their foreign policy, and in Central America, definitely on elections. But it's just, I guess the thing that gets me is, okay, fine, you can criticize the president and say maybe he soft-pedaled it a little too much, but the dripping hypocrisy from the mainstream media and the left is just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're not going to hold themselves accountable. So, what do you do?
Of course. Well, even if Trump had come out and publicly criticized, the Russians on, whatever you want to call it, election gate or whatever, he still would have been criticized. They were, that wasn't near enough. You didn't do it publicly enough. You didn't do it. I'm like, look. He is meeting with a foreign dignitary, trying to have a rational conversation with him on points where they can find agreement, right? Why in the world would he want to throw a turd into the punch bowl?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that that's there, right? Everybody knows that the Russians spy on us and we spy on them. Everybody knows that they're going to try and infiltrate us with disinformation. By the way, I did like the part about how the Russians gave $400 million to Hillary's campaign.
I just posted that story, and it's got a picture of America's big pickle puss, John Brennan, the guy who ran the intelligence agency that helped undermine, tried to overturn the election results.
Brennan's the only head of the CIA who actually voted for a member of the Communist Party. He voted for Gus Hall in the 70s.
What a surprise!
Yeah, no, and he's admitted it, and he was afraid in a CIA background check that it was going to show up, so he admitted it. But we hired a son of a bitch anyway.
I don't get it.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing, but it's just more typical leftist hypocrisy. It's shock and awe, And again, I will concede that I thought that Trump was a little too friendly about some of his comments, and he spent a little too much time on the defense just talking about, Mueller. I really felt like that.
What'd you think about Putin inviting Mueller over there? I thought it was kind of cool.
I thought it was hilarious. But you and I know, here's the other thing. You and I know that Mueller will never go because none of those people they just indicted, those 12 people, will ever step foot in a United States court. We have no jurisdiction over them. We have no extradition treaty to do any of that stuff, and those people will never be prosecuted, right?
Right.
And quite frankly, we wouldn't want the Soviets or the Russians being able to extradite our soldiers and prosecute them.
Correct.
I mean, that's just the way it is. Anyway, that's my nickel 5 cents. But I do want to go El Jalisco.
Please do. I mean, it's an excellent, excellent restaurant.
All right, you guys have a great afternoon.
You too, my friend. It is 5:41. Let's see how traffic's doing.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see a little rush hour back up here on 85 southbound. That'll be right around the Jackson Hospital curve past South Union Street, almost to the interchange. Also seeing a little bit on 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road. The rest of the interstate system, the 85, is all clear. 65 looks really good. Doing okay around the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. Starting to pick up just a little bit around Taylor Road, Bell Road, and I-85. Cedric Hall has been selling cars in Montgomery for almost 20 years. Cedric is now at Reinhardt Toyota, selling the number one car in America. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for at least the next two or three days with a generous supply of showers and storms each day. They fade out in the overnight hours. The low temperature drops to about 75 tonight and then tomorrow on Election Day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And then on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 90s, more scattered storms here and there. I think they'll thin out by late week. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar right on down to the neighborhood level. Plus, you can add layers, see where the lightning is, see where the storms are moving, and see where they're going to be. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Our most electrifying story of the day.
Quack, quack.
Coming up.
How low will she go? Swamp politician Twinkle Kavanaugh is now falsely attacking conservative Will Ainsworth for a college prank and a boating infraction. That's right, a college prank and a boating infraction. When Ainsworth was at Auburn, some students jokingly kidnapped decorative porcelain tigers as a prank. And when authorities realized it, they dropped the charges. It's true. Ainsworth once drove a friend's boat too fast on the lake without proper papers. He also once left the dinner table as a teenager without asking to be excused. This is how absurd career politician Twinkle Kavanaugh's campaign of lies has become. A college prank, a routine boating ticket. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny. The choice is yours. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs. Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice? Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news. It's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
You are a meathead.
Well, he was a meathead then.
Quack, quack.
And he's a meathead now. I love new toys in the system, don't you? Use that in the roll call.
Quack, quack.
You might get a 10 then,
sir. Kim Jong-Boodle. I don't know if you caught the story, but Rob Reiner, who is getting... I mean, the stuff he wrote into All in the Family, wrote a lot of those shows to play the meathead character. So much of it has been turned out to be utter crapola as time has passed, 40, 45 years later, or longer in some cases. He released a movie over the weekend, another Rob Reiner political spectacular that grossed. Are you ready for this? This is what makes it electrifying. Not how much it grossed, but how much everybody in America said,
I don't care.
Shock and Awe, his movie about journalists during the Iraq War, $41,000.
That's not much per screen. Oh, man.
No.
You are a meathead.
And you still are, and...
Go back to making The Princess Bride.
I'm telling you, that's just amazing. And it's like a guy's head, you know, like Princess Bride and others.
That's a great movie.
You see, he's lost his sense of humor like many people have.
Yeah.
By the way, we had Saturday night. It wasn't raining. It was just late in the night. And all of a sudden... Everything in the house just shut down. Power went out, I'd say, for 20 or 30 seconds. Now, that's not... The point isn't a 20 or 30 service interruption. But when that happens, you wonder, okay, is this a hack? Is this trouble? How long is this going to be? You know, those are the things that run through your head immediately after a situation like that. The answer to that worry is a backup generator. And at Mr. Electric, you can purchase a Generac automatic standby generator and get a 7-year extended warranty at no additional charge. That is a $600 value. Backup generator, you know, we take it for granted until like Saturday night, and then everything just, the house goes pitch black. For people who rely on electricity to power medical equipment, who live in an area with frequent prolonged blackouts or work at home and need uninterrupted power to stay connected, should invest in a backup generator. And the Generac at Mr. Electric now comes with a 7-year warranty at no extra charge. Again, a $600 value. Certainly worth looking into, and fast and automatic delivery of power during a blackout or any type of other issue. We had a couple of brushes with big storms last year. You never know when the next Opal may be coming through. Safe operation during man-made and natural disasters. And it affords you something you can't put a price tag on, and that's peace of mind. For any type of electrical installation or repair, remember Mr. Electric at 269-8886. That's 269-8886 for Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com. Fred, thanks for waiting.
Hey, what's going on today, fellas?
It's been a lot going on today. Home Run Derby tonight, though. I'm going to leave it all behind.
Yeah. Man, I'm one of my fantasy baseball teams. I'm 14-3. I'm killing it.
That's great. But I got out of the whole fantasy baseball thing when it got too complicated. And by that, I mean, when the day came, and I used to love it, Fred. I used to love putting a team together. We had a big draft party and all that. But then they started making the rules so, and everybody got so damn serious about it. I did it for a couple of years and then got out.
It's really brought my fascination with baseball back. I loved it for all my life, I guess, until that last walkout or whatever they call it. You know, where all the players couldn't agree on the money.
You're talking about the '94 strike, and guess what? It has not been the same for me since. I love it, but it will never be the same.
Right.
As it was prior to that strike.
But I was going to talk about this whole Mueller thing and the indictments. It was on Facebook, and it was on a meme type thing, so how much truth there is, I don't know. But it was talking about McAfee, you know, the guy that is in charge of McAfee computer virus stuff and all that. He was talking about hackers at this point have gotten to so good that... if it says it was Russia that did it, you can almost guarantee it wasn't. You know, that they can cover their tracks so well. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't know.
You know, but it's been going on for so daggum long. What difference does it make, honestly? You know, I mean, they've been, we bothering other people's elections. They bothering ours, you know, hey. It didn't change who was going to be president.
No, it didn't. And thank you for the call, Fred. I don't think a single vote was changed. I think most people actually knew who they were going to vote for, and it was not because some Russian propaganda told them to vote one way or the other. Question, maybe you can answer this,
okay.
Mr. Wizard. If somebody voted in the Democratic election a few weeks ago, can they vote in the Republican runoff?
No. If you voted in the Republican primary, you can vote in the Republican runoff. If you voted in the Democratic primary, you can vote in the Democratic runoff. And if you did not vote on primary day, you can vote in a runoff of your choosing, but it has to be one or the other, Democrat or Republican.
Run that by me again.
If you voted already in Republican or Democratic primaries, you have to stay in your lane.
Okay, gotcha.
If you did not vote on primary day, you can choose to vote in the runoff of your choice, either Democrat or Republican.
Thank you. That's what I thought was the case. I just wanted to make sure I answered a question correctly. It is 5:53.
How did you ever get so stupid?
That wasn't the question that I just answered. It's been that kind of an afternoon.
Quack, quack.
I have a new toy that makes Joey laugh. How can I resist? Hey, it was like wearing a wet sweater outside all day today. It was just so humid. So hot. So when you open the door to your house, you expect that nice wall of cool, dry air, right? They may come when it's not there. Happened to Mommy the Swami last week. I said, don't get upset. Don't get excited. Call Clark's. They dispatch somebody immediately to address the issue. This is what you want when you're a Clark's Club member. You don't want to hear we'll be out in a week. That's why Clark's Club members have the availability of 24/7 service. To at least get a fix going on the situation. And especially if you have older loved ones, you want to make sure that they stay comfortable, especially if they're undergoing some type of a treatment. It's important that they remain in a cool environment when it's so darn hot outside. And Clark's, man, they did everything but put Mars lights on their van to get it out there and get it fixed. And Rick and Bobby Clark, I'm very grateful for that, and so are they. So remember, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and what outstanding people, call Clark's, 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. The Joey Clark Radio Hour's coming up next. It should be a hoot.
Whack, whack.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Better internet, better prices, better hurry. Wow, Internet 100 is just $19.99 a month when bundled with TV for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Sign up for this offer today to get a free DVR and a premium channel all on Wow's fastest 1-gig network. It's the better deal you've been waiting for. Call 855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com. Switch to Wow now. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet. Fox News.